We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. The City of Melbourne's plan to install bike lanes throughout the CBD is in disarray, with the program set to be paused and groups now lobbying to rip up existing lanes. A decision to stall the much-debated bicycle strategy has been slammed by cycling groups, while business groups and CBD traders have said it doesn't go far enough. The council announced a major flip on its bike lanes policy after pressure from business and residents. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au or download the app at your app store. An up to $135,000 wipeout of Melbourne home values in the next 18 months will leave a growing group of homeowners owing more than their home is worth. In the past month, Australia's major banks have predicted an at least 11% hit to home prices across the city by the end of 2023. PropTrack figures released this week show declines are already underway, and the nation's fourth biggest lender, ANZ, has warned of a 5% cut by Christmas. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the ginger whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Thousands of charges have been laid against Melbourne's worst hoon drivers. The Herald Sun can reveal 28 hoons have been charged since April, with a total of 240 in the past financial year. And it's been revealed Victorian schools are discriminating against female students and staff by telling them their clothing is distracting male teachers. A current fashion for short skirts in both private and public schools has led to female students receiving a record number of detentions and being subjected to skirt length checks. Students at state schools Canterbury Girls Secondary College and Baldwin High School have been told their short dresses were a distraction for the male staff and made them uncomfortable. Those are your headlines from the Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
I'm Andrew Rule, the host of the podcast A Life in Crimes. Here are some of the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks. The brutal truth is that when you start looking at it, they always kill or injure a lot more than each other.
The professional hitman used to be a professional hitman.
Evil strikes in all forms, but particularly as stupidity. Life and Crimes is available wherever you get your podcasts.